Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Gimel, mitzvah 203, as we continue plowing through the Arayos, as we're more than halfway done, a couple more, as we head towards the last few mitzvahs, last, probably single digits, mitzvahs in Parshas Achrayimos. So today's mitzvah is really a beginning of a set of three that go together, and that is the mitzvah, the Isser, of being with two generations of women that are directly related to each other. Mother-daughter, mother-granddaughter, doesn't matter which granddaughter, granddaughter-mother, daughter-mother, any of those issues, which the Pasuk tells us in Perak Yudches Pasuk Yizayin, Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Segaleh, do not reveal the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Esbas Bina Ve'esbas Bita Lo Tikach Legalos Ervasa, her granddaughter, her son's daughter, or her daughter's daughter, one should not be Megal their Erva, Sha'ara Heina Zimahi. So it sounds like the Torah is emphasizing something here more than even the previous Isurim. The other ones just said, it's Asur, you're revealing the nakedness. Here the Torah adds, Sharahena, they are related to each other. Zimahi, it is Zima. What does Zima mean? Says Rashi, Zima is Eitza, advice. Kitargumo, Eitzas Chitin, it is the advice of a sinner. Sheyitzrech Yoatzcha Lachto. Your Yetzer is advising you to sin. That Zimahi is just bad advice. That's what Rashi says the word Zima here means in the Pasuk. The Ramban asks, so why is this any worse than any other of these surahs? It's the first time it says Zima. All the other ones are also bad advice that your Yetzer is giving you. So the Ramban thinks that there's a little different, there's a different shot of Zima. Ulafi daiti amar kasuv Zima, be'isha ubabita, ve'isha ve'ima, lignus ha'inyan. It's for this one is specifically has a gnai to it that the other previous Yisroim did not have. What's that? Lomar. Ki kishi yishkav im achas shihi ishto, yachshov ba'acheres ba'avur kirvasa v'dimyonam. Specifically by these two women, all the other ones are just specific women that you're not allowed to be with. Here, it's the relationship issue. Why, says the Ramban, part of it is because when you're with one of them, there's a good chance you're going to be thinking about the other one. And that's very inappropriate when one is involved in an intimate relationship with a woman, with one's wife especially, the focus is supposed to be on each other, not supposed to be focused on anyone else. So here, if one is with these two very close women that are very close in relationship, so then there's a very good chance, Yachshov ba'acheres ba'avur kirvasam v'dimayonam, v'ti hine tiyesh shchiva shtehen lo zima. So to him, it'll be zima, to him meaning he'll be thinking, zima means he'll be with one, and he'll be thinking about the other one. V'hu inyan shizkir raboseinu, uberosi bachem hamordim aposhim bi, ila b'nei teisha midos, the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim that discusses, it's terrible when somebody is thinking about a different woman, when he's with another woman, v'lakach amar kasuv ervas isho bita, v'chein yomar v'ish sheikach ez isho ez ima, zimahi, v'lo amar ervas bas ishtecha lo tegalei, v'ervas eim ishtecha. V'tam ha-kasuv, and he continues, and this is what he says. So zima, not like Rashi, means specifically here, because this is the first aver that we have that is unique in terms of two women that are related to each other, which we're going to have a few of those Yisurim now, but that is what's behind this Yisur. Okay, so says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalo legalos ervas isho bita. One is not allowed to be megale, a woman and her daughter. Doesn't matter which order. Doesn't matter which comes first. It's mother, daughter. The second one, obviously, is going to be the problematic one. Shenemar ervas isho bita lo segale uba pirush she'en achiyuv ela kigon shenasa ha'achas tchila. The Isser is only if one is married to one of them. If he's married to one and then he lives, he's mezana with the second one, that's the chiyuv. Avalim lo nasa achas mehen lo yischayv alehen. But on a d'oraisa level, if a man is mezana with a woman, and then is with her daughter, or with her mother, so then that's not included in this Isser. Because it's dafka, it says, Isha ubita, lefisha kasaban lashin ishus, vikicha, demashma ayide nisuin. It's mashma that the first relationship was a marriage. Dachi mashma lashin kicha, bachamakam lashin nisuin. It's lashin of nisuin. Aval, but as the chinach, chachamim gadru geder, chazal made a geder, va'amrush im ni'ef adam im isha asul isabita, v'kol shiva shlashim krovosea. One of the shnios is, if a man is with a woman, even not married to her, then all the other relatives of that woman, the seven women that are relatives to her, he is usher to, midrabanan, calls mancha zona kayemeth, as long as the original woman is alive, mipnei shazona ba'el vakerotan, v'libo gasba, v'shem yavu lidei aveira. Because if he's with, if a man is mezana with a woman and then marries her mother, so then that daughter's always going to be around, and there's a good chance that that could lead to problems. If he was with her once, he could be with her again. So therefore, chazal, on a drabana level, asserted this midrabanan, even if there is no marriage. The Chinuch here talks about marriage versus not marriage. Give us a little time. Let's focus on. We'll get back to this, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of mitzvahs from now. Next week, in Mitzvah Reish Vav, the Chinuch has an important sheet about this. And that is, all these arayas that we're talking about, the Aveira is to be mezana with them, to have bia with them. What happens if someone is Mekadesh, one of these women? Let's say I go over to my wife's daughter, and today's Isser, and I go, Hariya Mekudesh Li Mitabazu, and I give her a ring. Is that an Aveira? Okay, by Chaybi Krisis is meaningless, what I'm doing. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. But is it an Aveira? So, let's take a step back. What about by Chaybi Lavin? What about a Kohen and a Grusha? If a Kohen goes over to a Grusha, marries her, and never lives with her. Is that an Aveira? Let's say he lives with her and doesn't marry her. Is that an Aveira? So that's a discussion in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Ayin Ches, Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, Amar Abaya, Kidesh Loke, Baal Loke. Both, either or. You get Malkus, but this is by Chayvei Lavin. Let's say a Kohen and a Grusha, and a Jew and a Mamzeres, right, Mamzer, and a Natin, any of the Chayvei Lavin. So Kidesh Loke, Baal Loke. Kidesh Loke, Mishum Lo Yikach, Baal Loke, Mishum Lo Yichalel. He's problematic Kohanic marriages. Rava Amar, Baal Loke. Lo Baal, Eino Loke. Only Bia, says Rava. Mishum Dechsiv, Lo Yikach, Lo Yichalel. Matam Lo Yikach, Mishum Lo Yichalel. So machlokas between Abaya and Rava. What do we, Paskin? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, fascinating Shita, much has been written about this Rambam. Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Says the Rambam, Echad Mamzer Shanasa Yisraelis. O Yisraeli Shanasa Mamzeris. Which we know is an Issa D'Araisa, right? Having a mamzer relationship. Kivin sheba'olu achra kiddushin lokin. Once bia takes place after a marriage, then there's malchus. Kidesh velo ba'al eino loke. Just kiddushin without bia, no malchus. But here's the added point. Ba'al velo loken, ba'al velo kiddush eino loken. So the Rambam is the same thing if you just have the bia without the kiddushin beforehand. If you only have one or the other, so then the Rambam says there is no malchus mishum mamzeris. Why? And here's his line: she'ein lecha b'kol chay ve'lavin mishaloke al bi'ila below kiddushin elakoin gadol ba'almana. There's one exception to the rule, but says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia that the only time you're going to get malchus in this regard is first if you marry her and then you live with her. That's the Rambam. So if a Kohen is Makadesh a Grusha, there's no Malkus. If a Kohen is just lives with a Grusha, there's no Malkus. It's Dafka in the context of a marriage living with her. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That is the Isser and Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis. There is a question in Lumdus. The Rabbi Chana Wasserman discusses this in Kovetz Haaretz. Where is it? I think I brought it here. Rabbi Chanan says in Kovetz Haaretz, is it just two ingredients, the marriage and the bia? Is the marriage just a tnai, a precondition, and then afterwards, one needs the bia? He says, let's say the marriage was perfect. It wasn't ba'aveira. You have some heichi timsi that the marriage was not a problem, and just the bia is going to be ba'aveira. V'nei ishlis topic, b'had to be inon kideshu ba'al, ima kiddushin v'habila heim shnel chelke ha'iser? It's like two parts of an action. Just like on Shabbos for Hotzah. You have to pick it up and you put it down. So to here, you have to marry her and you have to live with her. The Yimkain, so then you would need both to be Ba'aveira. Ofshar to Isra Bia Greda. Maybe it's just the Bia, but you need it to be in the context of marriage. It might come up. Let's say, again, the Gemara talks about this. Let's say a Kohen wants to marry an Almana. Right? A Kohen's allowed to marry an Almana. So he marries an Ahi. He's Mekadesh an Almana. And then he's appointed the Kohen Gadol. Is he allowed to continue? Right? Now Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. So that's discussed in the Gemara. Do you say kivan de hutra hutra? Do you say once the process started and it was mutter or not? Not. But that's a simple, that's just that type of example is what Rabbi Chanan is talking about here. But that is the important sheet of the Rambam. Again, in terms of all of these arayas, what if I just makadish them? So the Rambam says you need both by chayve lavin. What about though by chayve krisis? Like our aveira today. A mother and daughter is chayve krisis. So the chinuch, not today, but the chinuch in three mitzvahs from now, in mitzvah 206 in Reish Vav, the chinuch says it's an isser to oraisa to go over to your sister and say, Harayam mukudash is leaving the bazooka, that's Moshe of Yisrael. Even though it's meaningless. That's what the chinuch says. By chayvi krisus, there's an isser of kiddushin. Mikol makom mischaya. I'm reading the mitzvah Reish Vav now. We'll talk about this more then. Mischayev ha'ose bohen maisa kiddushin. Shatora amra, because what's the language the Torah uses? Lo tikach. Umashma lashon kiddushin. V'yavagav dim avar v'wakach. Klomer shekidesh lo mahanile. It's meaningless. Still mikol makom mischayev bakach. Amazing. Shita, the ritva and kiddushin, daf ayin ches. On that Gemara argues. He says, what are you talking about? How can you say that there's a kedusha? It's meaningless. If you do it to a Kohen and a Grusha, that it's meaningful. You're married. Ba'aveira, so therefore you could say it's, it was an Aveira. But if not, not. So we'll talk more about that, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. Let's finish and then we'll talk about other issues brought up by the Menchas Chinuch. Let's continue now. Last paragraph. V'noeg Isser Zeh B'chol Makom V'chol Zman. This Isser applies always. Again, marrying a woman and her daughter, or daughter and her mother. Right? That's the Isser today. V'over Aleha V'shachav Es Isho Bita Shnehem Nisrafin. Right? They're both Chayv Srefa. Hu V'osa Shashachav Achrona. Who? The man and the latter woman. Right? The first woman didn't do anything wrong. She'ein L'rishon Achet Shaharei Behetar Nasa. Right, the first one is mutter. V'imbal shni alachar misis ishta rishona. What if the first woman died? Well, the first woman died. So we already said. We said, doesn't matter. The only issue that's going to change is that mitzvah we just alluded to, Reish Vav. Two sisters. Two sisters is the only erva that if one of them dies, you can marry the other one. But every other erva stays even after death. So here, if a man marries a woman and the woman dies, he still cannot marry her daughter or her mother. Hare elu bakares, the ein bahen misas bezdin. So if the one was alive, they both get srefa, misas bezdin, and if not, they will get kares. Shinemar, based on the pasuk, and based on the limudim in Meseches Sanhedrin. Okay, let's go to the Minchas Chinuch a little bit to discuss this. We're going to smoke a little bit of Os Beis. It's a little Os up top. There's a lot of Minchas Chinuch on the next page in Os Gimel, which Be'ez Hashem will talk about those issues hopefully tomorrow. But two important issues that are related to the beginning of Os Beis. Vida, says the Minchas Chinuch, Dekal ha'arayos hamavuarim ad kan. All the arayos that we have been speaking up until now, kulam ein kiddushin tofsim bahem. Right, there's no kedushin or not tofes. If a man tries to marry his wife's daughter, it doesn't work. What was yesterday's? Somebody tries to marry their brother's wife, not in the context of Yibum, it doesn't work. Somebody tries to marry their daughter-in-law, it doesn't work. Right, there's no tefes kedushin. V'chein shtei achiyos, hamavu achar zeh. Also the two sisters, which we'll see. Chutz minida. Except for Nida, Nida's the only one. There's tefes kedushin by Nida. There might not be chuppah by Nida. That's the Rambam sheet that we mentioned a couple of days ago, that chuppah needs yichud haroi labia. And therefore there's a chisaron in the marriage, according to the Rambam, by Nida. But kiddushin is for sure okay. Somebody can do be bakadish a Nida. Chutz b'nida can mavur b'shas b'kam upon him, as it says many times in the Gemara, in kiddushin, to b'chayvi krisis, in kiddushin tofs, and alibet koliyama, there is no tefes kiddushin by chayvi krisis. This discussion of trying to marry somebody, and sometimes it works, if it's chayvi lavet, and sometimes it doesn't work, chayvi krisus, is connected to the very lumdish sugya that we could have a number of shiurim on, that's discussed in the beginning of Maseches Temura. And that is, the Gemara talks about kol milsa d'avid rachmana, kol milsa d'amar rachmana lo se'evid, i'avid mahani, or i'avid lo mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, and you do it. Anyway, does it work? Even though the Torah said it's asur, or does it not work? That's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. The Torah says I'm not allowed to do it, and I do it anyway. So does what I did have significance? Is it recognized, or is it not recognized? So Rava says it's recognized. You just did it by Avera, but it's recognized. And Abaye says, no, lo mahani, it's not recognized. Right, lo mahani. So this is, and every case is discussed there that comes up throughout Shas. One of them is marriage. Marriage, why is chayvi krisus? You try to do it, it doesn't work. Chayvi lavet, you try to do it, it does work. So that is a big discussion in Maseches Temura, but this issue that the Menchas Chinuch brings up about no tefes kedushin is related. One of the questions that is brought up in this topic, and that is based on a Tosfos in Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah in the first paragraph in Chulin says, let's say somebody shechs on Shabbos. There's a shechita on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, even though you're chayiv misa, shechita is one of the lamites balachas, shechita is a kshera. It's a good shechita. It's a good shechita, even though you're chayiv misa. So the Tosfos there asks, but what do you mean? Shechitas mumar, right? A shechita of a heretic is not a good shechita. So Tosfos has all these different types of answers, because maybe you only become a mumar after he finishes the shechita, maybe only becomes a mumar after the first time. All big discussion about shechitas ukshera. But the other question that's asked on that Mishnah is, why should it work? According to Abaya, that said, I think it's Abaya, who says, e'ovid lo mahani, if the Torah tells you not to do something, so then if you do it, it doesn't work. So why should this be a kosher shechita? E'ovid lo mahani. So some answer the question that the Torah didn't tell you not to shecht. You happen to shecht on Shabbos. But that's not the same as marrying a grusha, which is inherently a problem. So some say maybe it's more of just the time issue here is a problem. It's the time that you happen to be doing it on Shabbos. The act that you did isn't a problem. But when you did it, it's a little hard to know, because you can say the act of marriage is not a problem. You just happen to be doing it to a woman who you can't do it to. But there is a beautiful answer that many Achronim give. And that I brought from the Nesivos. The Nesivos quotes this in the beginning of Simen Reish Ches in Choshen Mishpat. And that is, when do we say that possibly, according to Abaya, e'ovid lo mahani, that if you try to do something, we're going to say it doesn't work? That's only if we say it doesn't work, it's going to prevent you from doing the Avera. That's when we say e'ovid lo mahani. So for example, you try to marry your sister. So if we say lo mahani, so you're not going to be married. Memelo, you will have not done nothing wrong. That's when we say something is lo mahani. If somebody tries to get married and they can't do it. But, or let's say somebody does, there's an Issa Daraisa we discussed back in Sefer Shmos of shechting the Karei Pesach while you have chametz in your house. Separate Issa Daraisa. So if we say that lo mahani, so then it's not going to be a good shechita. So it's just like you killed an animal while you have chametz. So wonderful, you're not going to violate the Avera. That's what we would say it. But here, what are we going to say? Lo mahani. And therefore what? It's not a good shechita, but you killed an animal on Shabbos. You still violated the Malacha Shabbos. You don't have to have a halachic shechita on Shabbos. Let's say I just shoot an animal to death. That's also Asad Araisa on Shabbos. So says the Nesivos, that's why you don't see the principle of Yavah Lo Mahani over there by shechting on Shabbos. Because there, even if we say Lo Mahani, you'll still have done the Avera. So it's not going to help. So that's why we don't say it. That's what he says here. Delo Arminin Yavah Lo Mahani Rak B'makam Shem Misaknin Ha'iser Sha'asa B'may Delo Mahani Kagon Oni Shagiresh. Right, there's a halacha that a rapist, a ma'anes, has to stay married forever and ever. What happens if he tries to divorce his wife? So the Gemara there talks about, it doesn't work. The gerush doesn't work. And therefore what? You're still married and you didn't do anything wrong. That's why you can say lo mahani. Oh, de'im nomar, de'lo mahani, ve'in gito get, niskayim adam rachmana, v'niskana iser. Ma she'enkim b'shochi b'shabes, da'afi neima de'lo mahani, ve'in shechitas o'shechita, mikamakam, aveira de'natilas o'sham lo niskan. You still did the aveira. So you're not going to apply it, you're not going to apply it there. That's an important discussion of the Nesivos, the beginning of Simen Reish Ches. And that is related to this issue that we're talking about here. If you try to marry one of these chayvi krisos, if you try to marry this woman's daughter, so then we're going to say lo mahani possibly, because we don't want you to have it work. There is another way to say it, and that is another Rabbi Chanan in Simen Ayin Vav in Kovetz Haaretz. Rabbi Chanan says there are different types of actions or different types of halachas. Sometimes there is a result. Well, I'll read it from his words. Can't say it better than him. All the things that man accomplishes in halacha, yeshem shnei ofanim. There are two ways that I could bring an effect, that could bring a chalos. Hecha da chalos hadin nase mikoach adam. I could directly cause an effect to be done. For example, kinyanim, kiddushin, gerushin. I give a woman something of value, she's married to me. I make her an eshes ish. I divorce her, I make her a grusha. Shaha adam hu apoel es chalos hadin. Number one. Number two is hecha shaha maisa ba'atzma below koach adam poel es chalos hadin. The second way to understand is that it's a little separate. I do an act. Once that act is done, memela, that causes the result. But I'm not the bailim. I'm not the direct halachic generator of that. For example, he says, chalitza. When their shoe is removed, it's not that the person, she removes his shoe. It's not that the person, she's not the bailim on chalitza. She does this act. Memela, the status kicks in. Af kamot b'shchita. Af to be nekoach gavra. Mikol makom ha'adam eino amatir. When I shecht an animal, I am matering this animal? No. I am creating an animal that shechted. Hashem says, if you have a shechted animal, it's mutter. But it's not that I'm matering this animal. Shchita atzma mater. It's the act. So says Rabbi Chanan, those are two very different types of actions. Where I cause it, kiddushin, gerushin, kinyanim, or I just do a physical activity, but the effect comes from shamayim. Says Rabbi Chanan, many nafkaminas between the two. For example, could you make a shliach to do these? So he says, type one, you can make a shliach to do. I'm causing it, so I can make a shliach for it. I can make a shliach for marriage or for kinyanim. Could I make a shliach for shchita? Can't make a shliach for shchita if then he's doing the shchita. But I'm not going to get the credit for shchita. Well, we'll see or a tznai. That's the second example that fits in better. Can you make a tznai? I'll be married to you on condition that it snows tomorrow. That works. This shchita is going to be mutter if it snows tomorrow. You can't do that. The shchita works whether you like it or not. Whether you did the physical act of shchita. Says Rabbi Chanan, another nafkamina is the avlo mahani. That principle only applies if it's type 1. If it's type 2, it happens automatically. So you can't say it's not going to work. Similar, it gives a mashal. Let's say I take your milk and meat and I cook it together. Oh, ain't of the most or davar she'ena shelo. You can't answer your friend's stuff. What, are you crazy? Of course you can. If you bow down to your friend's cow, then that's a halachic chalos that you have no control over. But if it's basa b'chalov, that's type 2. You're physically creating the isser. It's a mitzias, and then Hashem makes it aser. So you can't control that. That's an iser, right? So says Rabbi Chanan, that's why Iyavalo Mahani in the Shechita case is not going to apply. It's going to be a good Shechita, because you physically did the act. Iyavalo Mahani only applies where the person is in control of the effect that's happening, not where he just does a physical act, and then Memela, it is finished. So that's another answer to Tosfos' questions. We have number one, we have the Nesivus, about Yevelo Mahani only applies where if we would apply that principle, you wouldn't have done the Avera. Number two, Rabbi Chanan, these two types of actions in Halacha, one of them directly causing the effect, one of them is you do the act, and then Hashem, Memela, causes the effect to occur. Okay, there was another point here, but maybe I'll mention that tomorrow, and that is, he talks about Nida being unique. So we're going to have in a couple of days, Baruch Hashem, the Isser of Nida, that comes up later, not to be with Isha Nida, Reish Zayin, there's tons to talk about there, but one of the lumdish discussions is Nida one of the Arayos, or is Nida a different category? Because there's different halachas by a Nida. Nida is the only one of the Chayvi Krisus that if you live with, there's no mamzer from that. All other Chayvi Krisus create mamzerus. Nida does not. Tfisas Kiddushin. It's by Nida and not by any of the others. Does that mean it's not an Erva in the regular sense? Or it is, but it's an exception to the rules. That's something, Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue with that and a couple of more important points in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch here puts all these three mitzvahs together. So we'll spread it out over the next three mitzvahs, which is also about a woman and her granddaughters from her son and from her daughter. Okay, we'll stop here.